That sound, when I first heard it, made the hair on the back of my neck stand up. But no worries, it's just the GeoQuiz podcast. I'm David LaValle. And before I tell you about that squealing chimpanzee, here's another quick reminder that this podcast is part of The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, Public Radio International, and WGBH Boston. Well, there are always ideas popping up in the World newsroom. The other day, my friend Peter, he's the environmental editor of the show, put me in touch with a journalist who he said might have a GeoQuiz up her sleeve.
Okay.
And so I called her up. We talked. I explained what the GeoQuiz is and how it's short, snappy, and it takes listeners somewhere they've never been before.
Okay. I'll figure out something.
And voila, here's journalist
Diane
Toomey.
My name is Diane Toomey, and here's what I've come up with for today's GeoQuiz. Can you name the West African country that borders the Central African Republic that's home to a 225-acre chimpanzee rescue center? And if you were there around dusk each night, you might hear something like this. So can you name this West African country? I recently returned from Cameroon, where I spent some time at the Sanaga Young Chimpanzee Rescue Center. This is a rescue center for 72 chimps who've been orphaned by the bushmeat trade. So it provides them very, very large forested enclosures. So they are living a life as close to the wild as you can, but unfortunately still in captivity by necessity. I was a fly on the wall when they did the nightly feeding around dusk. And this is done with a lot of enthusiasm by the Cameroonian guys who are the chimpanzee caretakers. So listen to this. The men begin by taking wheelbarrows chock full of papaya, bananas, and then they call the chimps in. Some guys use makeshift drums. Most of the guys also call in the chimps by name. A lot of the chimps are waiting at the entrance of the night enclosures because, after all, this is dinner time. But some of the chimps need a bit of sweet talking before they can be lured into these night enclosures. The guiding force is Dr. Sherry Speed. She is an American veterinarian. She founded the sanctuary.
Tonight for dinner, we have bananas and papaya and some rice balls with beans mixed in. We add a little milk and a little oil and some red beans, and so they get their protein from the beans and carbohydrates from the rice. And then they're basically frugivores, and so they get fruit with almost every meal they eat. And tonight it's bananas and papaya.
So they've got their hands out, and they've got the papayas and the bananas placed in their hands, and they're gently peeling the bananas. Some of the chimps will eat right away. Some of the chimps will actually save it for another time. Some of the chimps are very busy arranging their night nests. Some of the chimps will try to steal the nesting material from each other. Some of the chimps are grooming each other. So it's like a very loud, happy Italian-American dinners from my childhood. So as I walked away from the feeding session, I was thinking that it might be nice to have one of those papayas because they looked pretty delicious.
The sounds of the night feeding at the Sanaga Young Chimpanzee Rescue Center in the Mbagu Forest in the central province of Cameroon. It's where more than 70 orphan chimps come running after dusk for their papayas and bananas. And if you want to see photos of those chimpanzees, we hope you'll come running to see them at pri.org/geoquiz. Thanks for listening.